Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for putting up with my voice today. Again, I'm a little better today. I actually quite a bit better than yesterday. Have a little bit of an ability to project and have a little inflection in my voice. Just a little laryngitis. It doesn't hurt at all. And so thank you for allowing me to do this and to do what I tell you to do and show up every day. And somebody who knows all about that, folks, is our good friend Ruth King. And I'm going to ask Ruth, maybe she, you know, maybe the ladies think this is a little sexy, a little Al Pacino-like, right? That's the story I'm going to stick into. I'm going to stick to Ruth King, folks, is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the chief evangelist over at Ribbon, the Internet Broadcasting Network, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. She's the author of a number of books, including The Ugly Truth About Small Business, The Ugly Truth About Managing People. Ruth King, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me.
You're welcome. What do you think? Is this annoying or sexy? Work with me now.
It's absolutely sexy.
All right. That's what I was going for.
I know.
Well, you know, it's got to, you know, you'd think it'd be a little sexy, just the fact that I didn't break our date, that I didn't phone it, you know, I didn't phone you up and say, hey, I'm sorry I can't take you to dinner tonight because I got this little sore, little hoarse throat. I mean, what kind of guy does that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, you know, I have taught class with laryngitis, and, you know, I do what I've got to do, too. I mean, it's just part of being a small business owner. You've got, as you said before, you got to show up. And I mean, I've taught hundreds of people. I've had a microphone at that point, and I've been whispering, but
right.
You just do it. You do what you got to do.
Well, you know, I was at a conference last week, one of my customers, and the EVP of sales and marketing had one of the most important speeches of his career to make to his national sales force, and he had the same thing happen to him. I mean, and he did it, though. He got up there, and he did it. And you just, of course, yeah, as I said earlier, Ruth, when you and I get sick or we have some, you know, some reason that would keep a mere mortal home, you know, we could reach for the phone, but who's going to answer?
Yeah.
Who are we going to phone in sick to, huh?
We're not.
Yeah, there's nobody there. We turn the lights on. We turn the lights off. Ruth, you've done something. You know, every time I think I do something cool, you always top me. I'm so jealous of you because you're always on the cutting edge of stuff, and now here you are with this iPhone app. I don't know what my first emotion is to be jealous of you, and then I realize that I'm just really proud of you. So tell us about this.
Well, I started meeting. I had a really good idea for something that would be, and we're still going to do it for an app. I'm using some things on an iPhone, and I was looking for somebody who could program. And found somebody who could do this particular thing, and then he said to me, let me show you what I'm doing. I mean, we met every Sunday and we still meet every Sunday that I'm in town and he's in town. And we're getting to know each other, and one day, about 3 weeks ago, he said, let me show you something really cool that I'm doing for iPhones. And he showed me a website that he had put together so that you just enter all the information in, and he automatically, from this, creates an iPhone app. I don't know the technology behind it or anything else like that.
Yeah.
I'm writing the content for it.
Right.
And so what I do now and what we ended up doing is I've got one app, the first app we did. We're doing a whole series called Getting Started. And the first series was Getting Started with Financial Management for Entrepreneurs, which is I took all of my book that I wrote, which is 86 pages, and we put it on the iPhone and formatted it for the iPhone and everything else like that. But it's really how to understand financials and how to read financials. And I wrote it in English rather than accountingese, and it's been very successful offline. So we put that one online first. So I had to do all the, you know, the entering of the data and basically copying and pasting. And
now, how much information is this? Because when I think of an iPhone or a smartphone, I've got a I've got a smartphone, it's a Google Droid software on this HTC phone I have, and I like it for the most part. There's some things are not as good as the BlackBerry I had for years, but I like a lot of the other applications I'm getting. But when I think of using these things, I don't think of consuming a lot of information on them. What do you think?
No, it's not. You put it in very small pieces. There are chapters. So each chapter is a few flicks of an iPhone page as you flick over them. And so it's very concise data in short bursts. And what happens is you have to reformat the things that you've written, i.e. for prose type thing that you'd put in, like my book, it would be difficult to put my book on there because we'd have to chapter it up and da-da-da-da-da.
Right, right.
But you create chapters where people say, okay, I want to know about the introduction. I want to know about income statements. I want to know about balance sheets. I want to know about this. And you just very quickly get the information that you need. And it's with you wherever you go. You don't have to worry about getting online and downloading something off the computer. It's on your phone wherever you are. I mean, that was the first app. The second app that actually went up last night is called Getting Started with Wealth and Prosperity. And again, it's 5 or 6 chapters of very short, concise, and a very cool way to do it, very easy way to do it. Implementing it takes discipline, but it works. The third iPhone app is going to be a 3-page business plan, which will probably be up next week.
Uh-huh. Well, these are coming together fast then, aren't they?
Well, all I've done really is take information that I've already written
and repurpose it in a different form. And see, this is a very important lesson that you're teaching us right now, Ruth. It's about not only about repurposing, but really realizing that today we have this embarrassment of communication and connectivity riches, information distribution channel riches, and so. And you and I, as wordsmiths, as content producers and distributors, you and I can't settle on one. We have to realize that the people who want to hear from us and from anybody else, a small business owner who has something to say about their business, your customers, your audience, so to speak, they're going to be using all these different channels.
Right. Absolutely.
And you have to be wherever they want to be, don't you?
You do. And this is very mobile because you can get the information wherever you want.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and always updated because it's in the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's another thing, folks. You've been hearing me talk about cloud computing for all these years now. This is a classic example of how this works. 20 after, we're going to come back and talk more specifics with Ruth King about her iPhone application development project right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for joining me. I'm Jim Blessingame, and I've got the hoarse / sexy voice today. Just a little laryngitis. Nothing hurts. It just sounds different. And thank you for putting up with me. But like I say all the time, if you're going to be a small business owner, you got to show up every day. And It's important, and I'm not going to talk about it to you if I'm not. As you know, those of you who've been around me very long know that I practice what I preach. Somebody else who does that is Ruth King, our guest this half hour. Ruth's got a body of work that she's deposited with us over the years. You can find on my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Go there and use all the things we have there to your advantage. And also, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blessingame. Ruth is the chief evangelist over at Ribbon, the Internet Broadcast Network. And Ruth, tell us how we can find you and your books.
The books are The Ugly Truth About Small Business and The Ugly Truth About Managing People, either one of them. You can go to www.theuglytruthaboutsmallbusiness.com or www.theuglytruthaboutmanagingpeople.com. Either one. Gets there. If you want to check out the Profitability Channel shows, it's www.profitabilitychannel.com. And if you've got questions, you can call me at 877-520-4321.
All right, so check that out, folks. A lot of great videos there. One in particular that I remember seeing over there, Ruth, is spectacular. You've got this one guest over there that was just outstanding, but you have to search through to find that guy. Ruth, we're talking about iPhone applications and the ones you've been working on. I want to talk more about the iPhone application, but I really want to point out to people that whenever you're thinking about reaching customers in the future, you're going to have your job, the job of reaching people, Ruth, is going to get, I think it's going to wind up being less complicated and less expensive, but it's going to require an understanding of more platforms, of more channels. And you're not going to be able, you as the seller, are not going to be able to pick and choose. You're going to have to be wherever your customers are, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, if your customers are on iPhones or they're on Blackberries, which are all pretty mobile right now, almost everybody has one of the two, if not both.
Some customers like to be on Facebook a lot. They like to be on Twitter a lot. They like to get texts. They'd rather get a text as a phone call. And I'm learning this as I go through, as I deal with younger generations as customers. Ruth, a lot of the people who I work with in larger companies that we serve, a lot of those managers are a lot younger than me. And a 40-something manager wants to be connected with differently than a 30-something manager.
And even a 20-something manager.
That's exactly right. And so you've got it. It's not... Somebody told me this a long time ago, this term a long time ago, and it really works here. It's not either or, it's both and.
Mm-hmm. You've got to be in all places where everybody can reach you.
Tell people how they can find your applications, your iPhone applications.
If you go to the iPhone store and you look up the Getting Started series, or you can just search on my name, Ruth King, you can look for Getting Started in Financial Management for Entrepreneurs or Getting Started in Wealth and Prosperity. And then next week we'll have Getting Started with a 3-page business plan.
All right. I like that. And these are all $3.95?
$3.99.
$3.99, okay. And these are things that you can consume easily on an iPhone. Short and sweet.
The thing that we talked about is that you have to repurpose them, and you can't just take something you've written in one place because iPhone needs to be quick and easy. So we just chapter it and make them very small chapters, but it's still the same information. And it's great information that they can use very, very quickly and implement immediately. However, it has to be in small bites to fit that particular app.
And the download. It can't be big files that take a long time to download.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, for a small business, for the people you and I serve, Ruth, what would be a reason for a small business to think about having their own applications for their own business? What do you think?
Oh, it depends upon what business you're in. Absolutely. I mean, a lot of times you can keep in contact. If you have customers that are geographically diverse and you can have little bits of information that they can get when they need it, you can send them a little note, say, I have a new iPhone app on XYZ related to our products, you know, download here, and you just give them the link. I mean, the links to download these things are pretty long, but if you do searches, it's easier. But if it's your client base, say, look, new iPhone app on, boom, this will help you. Why? You know, always give them the benefits about why this will help them and why they should do it, and let them go to the iPhone store.
Could a smartphone app be something that continued to offer current information like a blog? Could it be a blog type of thing?
It could be a blog type of thing. I'm not sure you want to cut the expense that way, though.
I'm just thinking of if every day you want to update people, and maybe that's the way they... I mean, I can see where this is how some people are going to want to be connected in the future, is they have your app on the phone, and they go there and they see what's new this week.
Yeah. Or you download it directly to them. They sign up for some service on Twitter or on LinkedIn or whatever else it is.
And exactly.
And they just download it automatically.
Right.
Not sure I would go through the expense of doing an iPhone app for an everyday type of thing.
Yeah. Well, if you can automate it, though, and that's something I want to look into myself. Hey, Ruth, give us the website again, please.
It's www.profitabilitychannel.com and theuglytruthaboutsmallbusiness.com and www.theuglytruthaboutmanagingpeople.com.
Thanks, Ruth, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
See you then.
Thanks. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.